We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Thomas Bergeson. It's Monday, April 20th, 2026. Here's your look at the weather this week in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. Today, we're starting off cold with widespread frost early this morning. But don't worry, sunshine takes over fast, with a high near 58 degrees and light winds by the afternoon. Tonight is clear and a little milder, dropping to around 44 degrees. Tomorrow we'll get a big warm-up as the skies turn mostly sunny, bringing the high to 76 degrees. It will be breezy, though, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, there's a small chance of showers and even a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then partly cloudy with a low around 59 degrees. Wednesday is mostly sunny as well, with another beautiful high near 77 degrees, with a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour and gusts up to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night is mostly clear, with a low around 57 degrees. South winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour continue. Thursday gets even better with a breezy high near 80 degrees, then Thursday night brings some showers before 1 a.m. with a 60% chance of precipitation and a low of 61 degrees. From frosty mornings to near 80 by Thursday, a full spring swing this week. Moving to sports. Tomorrow, Illinois baseball takes on Illinois State University at Illinois Field in Champaign. The Illini come into this game with a record of 20-18 following a series defeat to the Oregon Ducks. They will look to get revenge on a Redbird team which beat them 4-1 earlier this season. The Redbirds have a record of 22-17 this season, but have lost 5 of their last 6 games. First pitch is at 6:30 p.m. and will broadcast on Big Ten Plus. Also in sports, tomorrow evening, the Illinois softball team will come back home against Indiana State. The Illini, with a record of 13-33, come off a series loss over the weekend against the Maryland Terrapins, losing 2 out of the 3 games. Illinois hopes to extend their non-conference winning streak to 3 games after wins over Western Illinois and Southeast Missouri University. The Sycamores, coming in at 20-23, are coming off a 2-1 victory over the Murray State Racers in the Ohio State Tournament. Illinois will be hosting a game day promotion called Time Machine Tuesday, where fans will, quote, turn back the clock to the early 2000s. First pitch will be at 5 p.m. and will broadcast on Big Ten Plus. WPGU has some exciting events coming up. On May 2nd, WPGU is hosting Battle of the Bands on the South Quad from 2 to 5 p.m. The event will feature 6 local artists. WPGU on-air hosts Juliana Means and Mallory Reynolds sat down with Hollow, one of the bands performing. They got to know the members not only as musicians, but also people. The name is inspired by Spirit Halloween. This is where the band hung out after recording their first song. Hollow recently played in Sustainapalooza on the main quad for the 2nd year in a row. This venue was different from their usual because they typically perform in the house show scene. Although 3 of the 4 members have graduated, they still have the passion to keep playing. Justin Kublik, who plays drums, said the band members make the band special.
All these people are always a pleasure to play with and to just spend time with. So really, I wouldn't give it up for anything else in the world.
To hear more of Hollow, watch them compete at Battle of the Bands. To keep up with them, follow their Instagram at HollowBandCU. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out DailyIllini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Ben Tuxhorn, Vinny Magsomble, and Kyler Bowie. From WPGU News, this has been Thomas Bergeson.